Hi guys, been super busy. Haven't really had time for the podcast. So this week, my cousin Kenny had an amazing opportunity to interview celebrity poker champ Gorgeous Penis. Let's get right into it.
What have you been up to since you left the pro poker circuit in late '94 after winning some of the biggest pots in history?
Well, yesterday, me and my friend traded in about $150 worth of awesome, aka shit, merchandise to a Half Price Books and got two burritos out of it. I thought that was interesting. That means we got $12.
Wow, $12. That's hardly the caliber of a former pro. What kind of awesome?
Oh, that just means I can't keep up with the industry. Awesome. Oh, you know, some games, prizes, party favors, a Nirvana book that wasn't mine, a death metal CDR that had a butt on it, so the whole of the CD was a butthole and you could see the cartoon man's balls.
You at one point spoke of starting a poker camp for disabled kids. Is that a project you still feel strongly about?
Well, I changed the camp to be focused on any activity where I can destroy their esteem extensively with brutal execution, slaps to the face, spankings, berating.
Gorgeous Penis. Speaking of, how did you come to earn the moniker?
Well, I'm very smooth and pristine, with a dirty blonde mane, just like my penis. You do the math.
Some equals blown mind.
I have numerous accessories for it. Jam shorts, mini Oakley blades, temporary tattoo wardrobes.
Sorry, Mr. Penis. I'm acting unprofessionally. Do you tend to have that effect on people? I would guess that you do.
I've acted unprofessionally for years in numerous short films. What are your current projects?
Mind?
You heard me.
Well, I've been crocheting mustaches for people who've lost their own natural mustaches due to accidents or illness. We also make mustaches for eunuchs, women, and others incapable of growing their own mustache. I guess animals would fall into this category, but so far we've had no requests.
You obviously haven't met the dog and cat fans out there who would most definitely add a mustache to their surrogate child.
True, I suppose we could take out an exploratory small ad in Cat Fancy and test the waters, as it were.
Ew, are you watching Top Model? Someone needs to rawhead Rex, aka piss, on some of these girls.
Rawhead Rex? What is the etymology of this nugget of vulgarity?
I think Clive Barker reinvented rawhead. That's some weird latex mistake that goes around with a vengeance for churches being built on pagan ritual sites. Baptizing the traitor priest in his own whiz is one of the highlights.
I only have a Canadian television. It doesn't have shows on it. It serves a completely different purpose. We warm food inside of it. Gorgeous Penis, you're no stranger to rumors and inflated accounts of some of your wilder explorations. Clarify for our listeners, what is the quintessential Gorgeous Penis lifestyle?
High penis maintenance, a few soakings in Asti Spumante spritzers, and coconut cream massages.
Wow. Besides selling used goods at the shit depot every now and then, what's a typical day for you? Or is it basically as you just stated?
Oh, it's basically as I just stated. The soakings really bring out the glow in the penile aesthetics.
I mean, where do you shop, for instance? I'm sure us guys could use some pointers.
I do a lot of shopping from hunkwear.com. I order peekaboos, white knights, and own at least five Maslin slings.
It's no wonder no one can compete with you, Gorgeous.
I am Gorgeous Penis.
Well, there you have it, an interview with Gorgeous Penis. You're not going to find that interview on any other podcast, so when you're deciding whether or not mine sucks really bad and you could do a better one, think about this. Exclusivity. It's the name of the game, folks. I'm going to leave you with that. You have yourselves a great evening.